This week in The Wicked Wardrobe, I have the distinct pleasure of having a chat with Onyx Lips. Hello, welcome. How are you going?
Hi, I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm well. I'm really well. It's the beginning of a new week. We are post-Easter. So, you know, that post-Easter regret has probably kicked in a little bit, not going to lie.
Yeah, for sure.
Overindulged, but, you know, meh. Holidays, whatever. Thank you for joining me and having a chat. So your username is u/onyxlips. How may I refer to you? Should I call you Onyx? Should I call you Lips? What would you prefer?
I actually, for the most part, go by Peach now. Mm-hmm. Amongst the audio community. Yeah, yeah. I used to, well, because you know, you can't change your Reddit name after you make it.
Yeah.
But my Discord name is Princess Peach. And so that's pretty much what everybody calls me now.
Okay. Peach. Yeah. Peach it is. So perhaps we could just start off there. Like how did you choose your username then?
Well, things that I tend to do, and I it's almost conscious, but then a little unconscious, is I make it clear that I'm Black,
right?
Almost always.
Okay.
Just is like a shield, sort of like a defense sort of thing. Like, don't come near me if you have any problems, like in advance. So that's where the Onyx came from. And I have full lips. So
lovely.
Just kind of went together.
Okay. And do you feel, this is probably a whole different conversation, but do you feel as though you need to present that shield or that sort of defense from the get-go, or just that, is it a level of transparency, or...
It definitely feels like a shield for me, because you never know what you're going to come across on online. And people have said very interesting things to me. So I've sort of put that up in advance.
Just so you know, this is where I'm at.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So that, and may I ask, how long have you sort of been in this sort of erotic and non-erotic community?
Not super long. Mm-hmm. I think I found GWA in 2018.
Okay.
I believe it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like 18 or 19.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how did you find it? Were you actively sort of looking for this type of content online?
No, I had no idea that this medium existed, but obviously I'm super thrilled by it. I found it.
Yeah.
It's so funny. I was just like telling this story not too long ago.
Yeah.
But I found it. I had sort of done this weird like dive into audiobooks, and I was just reading or listening to a lot of different audio. And I was like, you know what I've never done? I've never listened or like read erotica.
Okay.
Not even romance novels. I had never done that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm going to start doing that. And so I start listening to them, and I found that the parts that I enjoyed the most.
Yeah.
Were the lewd parts. Uh-huh. And so I'm like, oh, I wish there was more detail. I wish I knew more about what was going on here. And just by happenstance, like surfing other, you know, visual, websites, I happened across an audio where the male left a video where he left the sound on.
I
was like, this is exactly what I've been looking for. And so
it was just sound, it was just the audio, or
it was video and audio, but before then, like, no one had left their sound on when they would do like the solo videos. Now you find that everywhere, but
is that right? Well, did
really,
they used
really
to be
rare.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they were quiet a lot of the time, or you would hear a little bit, but it seemed like they were actively trying to not have themselves be heard, which makes sense.
Yeah.
But then there was one person on there who would talk on purpose. And And then I found some people from GWA who had been posting to that site, and they put all their Reddit information in there, and then, you know, down the rabbit hole.
Yeah. It's like, okay, what is this? Click on that. Wow. Yeah. I didn't know sort of in terms of visual porn, that there was that sort of I don't know, being quiet or just like not having
Yes.
the audio recorded, I'd feel really ripped off. Like, I don't mind the visual,
Yes.
but I'm
Very
much
much.
like you and I. Obviously, we're in this space, and people listening are in this space. It's like we like the audio, we want the talking, we want the
It was so
sounds.
interesting. I think you probably get more of the audio when it's like two person, or more. They leave the audio, but when they were just solo videos, like more often than not, they were just so quiet. And I was just like, I mean, this is cool or whatever. I'm here for to see the sights, girl, but I need to hear some sounds.
A happy tourist. I'm a happier tourist.
Yes.
Got the audio. Absolutely.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So, and that led you to GWA. And you,
Yes.
if you're here for the sounds, you must have just gone, oh my God, what is
Oh
this?
yeah, it was insane. I was like, oh, this is crazy. People do this? Oh my gosh. Yeah, like they really do this. That's great.
I similarly, I didn't know about this until maybe only a couple of years ago. I was just like, and it really is a rabbit hole. It really is Pandora's
It is.
box. It just,
Yeah.
oh. Okay, so how do you contribute to the community or the space today or?
Well, I started off just being, because I'm someone who loves social media and online communities and what they offer. I always have been an avid like commenter and upvoter and things like that. I in my regular life too, whenever you get your receipt with the survey on it, I take the survey. Like I'm that guy. So I started off doing that, and then eventually I was like, I want to contribute in more of a real way. Like I've been here for a while. This content has changed who I am, and I want to give back to the community. But I knew that performing wasn't something that I was going to do. And I don't really fancy myself a writer. As of now, I've written like one in like a little baby script, but I still don't really fancy myself a writer. So the next best thing, I was like, I can mod. Because I saw the open call, I was like, well, let's see if they want me.
So with your experience in social platforms, was it sort of straightforward for you to sort of slip into that role as a moderator?
sort of, I managed groups in other places, mostly groups that I've started, but I had never been a part of a like online community moderation team. So, like I do have other like committee or like volunteer experience. So that transferred. And that was great. But this is my first I guess introduction to being on an online team like this.
And so how long have, so specifically you're a moderator on GWA, I know. Do
Yes.
you moderate any on any other subreddits or only GWA at this stage?
Right now, it's GWA for subreddits that take up the most amount of time. We recently launched the GWA support subreddit, which is going to be more technical advice on performing and writing and engineering. Or
Brilliant.
is it engineering or is it
Yeah,
just
audio
editing? I don't know
engineering.
what they call. Yeah, so an engineering, and then we also a friend of mine and myself started a Gone Wild Audio comedy, which we hope to get up and running
Stop
pretty soon.
it.
Yeah.
Oh
That happened like before we had the community discussion about shitposts, and
It
there
did?
was discussion of getting rid of them. And I was
Oh my
like,
God,
if we
no,
get
please
rid of
no.
them, what's gonna happen to them? And I was like, you know what? We'll just find a place, we'll make a place for them. And
Oh my
of course,
gosh.
GWA is a handful, and all of the other mods were like, if you want to, girl, go ahead. And I was like,
Have at
okay.
it.
But then we did the open forum, and we found that the community loves them and wants them to stay there. And so that's where they will absolutely be. So we're still going to do GWA comedy, but we're also going to allow safer work,
Oh,
sort of role
brilliant.
plays and sketches as well. So that'll be the
Oh,
difference.
brilliant. That is fantastic, actually. I'm
Yes.
really excited for that because, yes, I was sort of aware of that, the shitpost discussion. And
Oof.
when I first started listening and then later recording, I just thought, what is the shitpost? What is this?
Yes.
And yeah, there's it brings so much joy, you know, just because
It
sex has got to
does.
be fun at some point, and
It
maybe not even
does.
necessarily sex. It just,
Yeah.
we're all
It
here to
just.
perform at some point, you know, those of us who record.
Absolutely. And I think that having those, there were a few performers that I feel like I really was, it was more endeared to their work because they made me laugh. If it's okay to say names. I know me and you have one that we enjoy in common. They don't post to GWA anymore, but when Anani Fun 35 was posting regularly, what I loved so much about the way his content was created is he made me laugh, even if it was just a small chuckle. Like that was, it was so perfect because I'm like, oh, okay, this is fun. Like I can relax. I don't have to feel uptight about this. And I feel uptight about everything else in life. So it was a nice
Yes,
relief.
this does not need to be that place.
Exactly.
Oh, how wonderful. I'm grinning like an idiot right now. Just, I'm so excited for this to happen and to launch. And
Me
I
too.
know when people hear this, I think they will equally be as well. A number of friends that, you know, other peers that I sort of collab with and know will be stoked to hear about this. I actually
I
just
hope
posted
so.
one yesterday. Day I did, and just because of the restraints, or not restraints, but you know, the guidelines and posting guidelines for some subreddits, I couldn't post there, and I really wanted to share it because it's just fucking funny, you
Yes.
know. Just
Yes.
let's just do it, you know. So GW comedy or GWA
It'll be,
comedy.
it's GWA comedy. So
Okay,
it's GWAC,
fabulous. Oh, I
GWAC.
love it. I love it. I'm all.
Yeah.
I'm here for an acronym. That's. I'm so excited. That's wonderful news. But yeah, the whole. Oh, let's not be so serious, people. And even if it is like sex time stuff, just like yeah. And yes, I. Do you know when I first started listening to Anani? I put him in my mind as, oh, that guy who laughs a lot. You know, just like, oh,
Yes.
again with the laughing, again with the laugh.
The perpetual smile, like always.
And
Yeah.
just fun, just
Yes.
I was going to say there's a time and a place for the serious stuff, well, you know, the intense, like intimate, like let's just get it, stuff. But the fun, just, I don't know, you're right, it's, we're so, I don't know, like you said, I think I'm similarly, just I need that, I need this space to have that element of it, because there's enough, you know, control and, I don't know, being uptight and restrained in other aspects
Yes.
of our lives. So yeah, that's great. So you started moderating. How long ago, sorry, did you start moderating? Did I
I've
ask
been
that?
moderating for GWA a little over a year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how have you found that? I imagine your role and the activity has, I would assume that's evolved over this past year, and your approach to it, would that be right?
Yes. It's so funny because you think like on one side of things, like, oh, you know, it'll be like this, or they should do this, or it's pretty easy. And
It's
you get in
straightforward.
there and oof, it is anything but, because you have to take into account that they're now, I think when I joined GWA, it was just under 300,000, and now it's at almost 900. I think we're at like 850. And when you make decisions for everyone, and that's it's a lot.
Do you
Yeah.
feel, does that overwhelm you, that sort of, that level of responsibility?
No, not really, because
Good,
I
good, good.
think that I pay enough attention to the community to see like what's going on in there and what, like, at least the loud majority. I won't say the majority because the majority of GWA is completely silent, but the loud majority. I pay attention to what they're saying and how they feel. And so I have something to go on when we
You've
do
got a point
have
of reference, I guess,
conversations.
a general, yeah, general perspectives, I guess, of variety, I would hope. In my real life too, have been involved in, you know, committees and volunteer sort of situations, and I admire anybody who steps up to moderate, because you're trying to, first of all, make this a safe space, make this an equitable space, but also to listen to and take on board the opinions of, near on 900,000 people. And like you said, the majority are silent. But even just sort of managing and moderating, like actively moderating that many people, that many opinions, that many sort of ideas, it's massive. And like, hats off to you, because I couldn't, but at the same time, I struggle with saying no, just in general. But also,
It's a thing,
yeah, it really is. And I have a very dear friend who is so sort of has this incredible skill, like to a point where I will ring her and say, "Hey, I need to have this conversation. It's really awkward, and I'm really how do I say this and not make them hate me, or do you know what I mean, or react adversely? But I really need to say this, and to get my point across, and not, retreat or withdraw, because they're a very strong personality, and she just has this wonderful ability to be direct and diplomatic, and it's like, yeah, I hear you. And I think, but perhaps in this space, and given the content that you're moderating, I imagine that could be quite difficult at times.
It's a very unique challenge, in that I don't know of any other space, that is free
Yes,
and
that's
has
one thing.
people
That's it's
posting
free.
their original content, that is adult in nature, for people to interact with. That it's always it's a very, very fine line. I've searched for my own community as well as for GWA, like how what are the best practices for moderating adult themed spaces? And it's almost non-existent because
Is that
the
right?
war on adult content is real. Like it's insane.
I what always sort of I'm impressed with moderators in any sort of field is that one, that ability to listen, and but also to acknowledge that people are being heard. And I think that's been a bit of a struggle for the space, in my own opinion, and this is all my opinion, so don't at me, people. This is my opinion, my personal opinion. And there's been a lot of unrest, and it's been quite tumultuous over the past few months, if not the past year to 18 months, with the social side outside of the let's record, let's listen, let's edit, let's engineer, the content that we're here for. But then, there's that whole social dynamic that unfortunately does need to be moderated at some time to make this space viable and safe for people. So I'm in complete awe of any moderation team, but particularly in this one, when we're dealing with such not sensitive, but such intimate content where, feelings are
Very
involved,
much.
whether
They
we
are.
like it or
And
not.
that's what makes it so difficult, is that this kind of, and one of the things that I remember thinking when I first found GWA and heard these, second person type conversations where you play the main character as the listener, I remember thinking, this is how people like fall in love with strangers. This is really intense. I remember thinking that. And if you, as a listener, don't have your wits about you, it's really easy. Just like how you can fall in love with a character in a book that you're reading, or get attached to characters that you see on TV, and like you've been binge watching this show on Netflix, and now it's gone, and like your life feels
It's like,
empty. Like
oh,
those are, like you feel gutted. Oh my God. Like those are real feelings that people have. And I wish that there was a way that I could sort of like, wrap everybody up in like Saran wrap, and like keep it together. Like don't let it get to you, because these connections are both real and not. It's difficult.
It's a fine line, isn't it? It's a very,
Very.
very fine line. One thing that I see sort of reiterated on GWA and other subreddits is that this is fantasy. Please just
Yes.
remember, this is fantasy. This is not real life. But then, sometimes that spills over into real life because
It
of the
does.
personal interactions between people in the community. But that's not yours to moderate. Yet you are having to moderate that, against that's just like, that's not the job I signed up for,
Yes, it's really
right?
difficult because you're not privy to those personal conversations.
No.
You don't see what goes on in people's Twitter DMs or in
Yeah.
private Discord servers. Like, we don't
Yeah.
see all of that. And even when people who believe that they're doing the right thing and they come to us, with all the information that they feel like is necessary to provide, we still are like, this isn't like this doesn't give us
A full
enough.
picture, yeah. Yeah.
Enough. Yeah, there's no way to get that full picture. Like, you don't know if this was a consensual RP. You don't know
Yes.
if
Yeah.
someone is upset and maybe these are, heaven forbid, like, edited or doctored
Yeah.
screenshots. Like, you
Yeah.
don't know that. And I hate that it has to be, I hate that it has to be that. I wish that
Yeah.
if someone, coming to me, I could be like, "Oh, you know what? That's absolutely right. Let's fix this. Let's rectify the situation and get it, taken care of." But unfortunately, like, one bad apple, and
Yeah.
then you're like, "Ooh, I don't
And
know how to trust
that's
this anymore."
yeah, and that's the thing. You
Yeah.
don't have to, how can you be expected, how can moderators in any field be expected to be judge and jury when you're presented with information that, like you said, could be doctored, could be anything. And it's all and it's subjective as
It
well.
is.
It
Yeah, it's
you know,
very, very subjective. Like, a lot of
yeah.
the times, like, comments will get flagged as being rude, and
Yeah.
I'll read it and I'm like, is that rude?
Well, yeah, that's it. That's it. In one per from one person's point of view, it is. From another's, it's like, no,
Yes.
it's fine. And from
Yeah.
another's, it's like, well, and look, I think I had a chat with In My Hands Audio with Ben a couple of weeks ago, and I just posted last week.
I love his content.
Yeah, well, we
So
talked
good.
about that whole not concept, but social maturity as well in this space, and
Oof.
taking responsibility for your own actions, and having some sense of self-awareness and self-insight, and owning, just like, every now and then we type shit and we post shit that we shouldn't,
Yes.
and that's it, because we're human and we have an emotional response, given the content, given, there's some very big social issues that get played out in this space,
Oh yes.
so I,
Oh
yeah, and
yes.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little scared to touch on some of those. One, because I'm
Oh, I
not
don't blame you.
aware enough, and I'm not informed enough. I don't feel like I have an informed enough opinion. Whether people want to hear my opinion is another whole nother thing. But I think for you
It's
to have to moderate that is like, shit, that's
tough.
huge. Yeah.
Especially when I mean the state of the culture, the global culture, because the internet has made the world just one global community, it's changing. And I find I didn't think that I was getting old until the last couple of years. Like, you get up into your 30s and you're like, oh, I'm coasting, everything is fine. And then you turn around and you're like, who is this person? What does that word mean? What is that? Like, and you know absolutely nothing. And it's like everybody's speaking a foreign language. And I'm like, okay, let me like watch some YouTube videos and brush up on what these kids are talking about, girl, because I am confused.
And
I don't
that's
know
it. You
what's
need
going
to
on.
stay current, I would imagine,
I
as a
do.
moderator.
I
You need to
do.
be aware, not only aware of sort of terminology and what's going on culturally, but also and socially, but just aware of, like, in chatting with Ben, we talked about, the influx, it would seem, of gamers switching over into becoming VAs and with their sort of,
Oh.
given setups that, they've got all the infrastructure there. They just need to say the words,
Yes.
but
Basically. Yeah.
yeah,
I have
they're,
noticed that there
yeah.
was like more people who seem to have either have or I thought that they were probably making Twitch channels because they're like, oh, like people like my voice and I like playing games, so I'll do that.
Oh
But I didn't
yeah.
realize it was going the other way around. Oh,
Oh,
goodness.
I think you're
See,
right. I think
learning
you're absolutely
something new.
right. Yeah, that there's it's probably a both ways sort of, VAs expanding their own presence and their own level of exposure into Twitch and the like. I
I don't
it
mind that at all.
yeah.
I'm so
No, no,
glad that
the
people can make a living off of their voices. Like, that's just, it's crazy. But at the same time, I absolutely love it because there are
Yeah.
people who are going to consume that content and, like me, that will happily pay for it. So go ahead, like,
Yeah,
do
have
it.
at it.
I encourage it
Yeah,
100%.
yeah. One thing I wanted to have a chat specifically, well, with you, because I know we sort of maybe touched base a year ago, I think, maybe just not long after I started recording. And I have always admired your responses and your comments to, some of these discussions that happen. I don't comment very often because I just feel I find it a bit overwhelming. That perhaps I run the risk of my words being misinterpreted, and I struggle with that. So I just keep it to myself, or chat to people that know me well enough and know my perspective well enough that I know I can trust and that won't happen. But I've always admired your response to things because, there has been occasion when things get personal
Oh, yeah.
up in these spaces. And I just think, well, hang on, you don't know me. You know my username. This
Exactly.
persona that I present online. But when things become personal, that's a whole nother level. And unfortunately, that is something that I see you and the rest of the moderators on GWA, and I'm sure it happens in on other subreddits. But I see you have to contend with that, and I imagine that must be very difficult
It is
because that's not your job.
it's
You're not here to be
no.
subjected to. You're here to moderate content, not
Yeah. You're like,
anything else.
okay,
But
like this is in the rules and this is with like not in the rules. And I didn't think that, like, you see the memes about how people feel about online moderators and things like that. And
Oh,
I
really?
mean,
There are memes, are there?
yeah, you're just,
Oh.
oh yeah, of course.
Oh, no. So, no, I'm
Like
not proof.
the
I haven't looked at.
it's just sort of like, oh, people like moderate these online communities because they don't have like power in their real life and they want to exercise, whatever power they can over people in these types of spaces, or they want to silence or censor them, or just generally be an asshole.
Derogatory.
And I think that's what people, they sort of expect. And one of the members did say, well, we don't know you, so what are we supposed to think? But I was like, respectfully, fuck that noise, because I don't need to know you to treat you like a human. Like, I don't need
Exactly.
to
How
know
about
you
we all
to do
start with a
that.
base level of respect?
You're like, there it is. Just like that. It's that easy. Like,
it's that simple, right?
it's that easy. Like, you would think so. But I try to, for the most part, be diplomatic in the way that I speak to people. I often give people a chance. If something does come across as rude or maybe judgmental, I ask them, like, what do you mean by that? Like, can you clarify what that
Yeah, that's
means?
great, actually. That's a good lesson for everybody listening and myself. Clarify that, because it's so easy to misinterpret or to not pick up context or tone or intent or
Exactly.
how do you do that in text? It's an age-old thing, right?
Yeah, it's very, very difficult.
So
Like, there
that's your
was
approach. You give a you
that's
just go,
usually my
"Hey, can you
approach, yeah.
tell me a bit or explain it a bit more?"
Yeah. Like, what does this mean to you? Like, are you asking people why do they like this specific kink to be a jerk? Or are you asking them because you really want to know? Like, so I give people either, the opportunity to correct it or just enough rope to hang themselves with. It's up to them.
And that's the thing is, you know, when people comment, post, whatever, is it an emotional response or is it a, you know, is it a factual, is it a, this is my opinion, but yeah, is it just like, oh, I need to blow off steam and this needs to be said, sort of thing.
Gosh, sometimes but it's that.
Yeah. 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 And I get that. But when it's potentially offensive or harmful or disrespectful in some way, just given the opportunity to clarify that and say, look, yeah, I was having a moment. And I guess that's where the delete button comes in. But you know, I have seen it happen a few times where people have said that, just like, I was really wound up, or I was this, or I was that, and I'm sorry, or, you know, and apologizing, and whereas they could have easily deleted it. But at the same time, I'm like, no, own your shit. Own
yeah, it. Leave it there. Don't delete
yeah.
it.
And I have so much more respect for you if you do that and admit that, you know, none of us has all our shit in a pile. Jesus, you know, that's not the reality of life, right? But to know, to learn from, you know, sort of past behaviors and that and move forward, you know, let's learn something from this. So there are a number of moderators, aren't there, with, I know there are, how many, I don't know, how many, was it five or six of you at the moment on GWA, given that the space is growing
yes.
at this rate? How on earth can you take me through? Actually, I've always been curious about this, and I know a little bit about it. But what is, like, how does it happen if somebody? So, say I post something, and it gets moderated. How do you, as moderators, scan and check every post that goes up?
No, goodness.
Say,
girl, who got that kind of time?
Exactly.
No, what we do, we use Reddit's auto moderator,
yep.
which is
yep.
a godsend. So yeah. it's got a lot of different codes in there. Most of them just basically ensure that people are following the rules. Are there
yeah.
tags in the post?
Yeah.
If there are there the proper tags in the post?
Yeah.
If there are certain tags, are there accompanying tags? For example,
sure.
like if something says non-con, is there
yep.
also a rape tag there? It'll flag
yep.
us.
Okay.
Like, hey, this post says, you know, do yep. con or non-con. Make sure that that tag is there. And so that's
right.
how we typically moderate the things that don't belong. Of course,
yeah.
some things do slip through the cracks
sure.
for one reason or another. And that's why we rely heavily on member reports. So if there's something that should be tagged with some sort of warning, or
yeah.
Maybe they didn't use the proper like gender tags. And when I say proper, I mean, it's not in the right format, or maybe they didn't put it in brackets,
yeah.
not this person sounds like X and they put Y. Like, that's not your business.
Sure.
They get
yeah,
to use
exactly.
whatever tag they
yeah.
want to use.
yeah.
I'm like emotional about that because that's been happening and it,
oh right,
it bugs okay. the bejesus out of me.
Sure.
But so those types of things we rely on member reports for.
Okay, how many sort of is there a typical number of member reports you get each day or within each 24-hour period?
Because we're all picking at the mod queue,
yeah.
I don't see them all. And once
okay.
they've been cleared out, you just don't even see them.
Okay.
So. Yeah, there are a lot in there.
Oh yeah, wow. And I guess yeah. then you manually have to go in and check that,
yes,
like assess that post. Good
yes.
Lord. Oh,
it is. And so, and there are people, especially as of late,
mm-hmm.
who have been like just flagging things just to flag them because
yeah.
they want to be trolls.
Yeah,
and it's been really difficult these past couple months.
Yeah, have you seen the increase? I was wondering that, just given, so, you know, for those of you listening, people, believe it or not, and I was quite naive to this whole process of people reporting other, or you know,
yeah.
creators' content just for the sake of reporting it, whether it's accurate or not, or, but for, you know, malicious reasons, which
yeah.
is, so what happens when something, can you tell me what is that process? What happens when someone reports a post?
So when someone, this is this how I look at it. I
Yeah.
am probably more a little more analytical than a
Yeah.
lot of people. I'm a little like I'm thorough.
Yeah.
At least I
So it
like to
gets
be.
removed immediately, is that right? Because I don't know what
No.
actually sort of
No,
technically
no, no.
happens.
So it depends on what it was flagged for
Oh,
and if
okay.
AutoMod flagged it or if a person flagged it. So if a
Okay.
person flags a post and they say it depends on what they flagged it as,
Okay.
we verify that how it's been flagged is actually right. So
Okay.
someone has been going through and reporting a lot of, these specific reports, especially ones
Sure.
that say like self-harm.
Right.
And so if it says that and it's just an audio, I look at the tags, I read like the body of the post. Nothing in here says anything about them harming themselves. That's not a report that I need to follow up on.
Okay, cool. So
So
you
if it's
don't need to
something
remove
that's
it. It so you physically you technically you go in and manually remove posts once you've
Yeah, we
assessed
can
them.
we do. Yeah, if it's
Oh,
something that
it's
needs to
not
be taken
automatically
down.
taken down.
Not always. So if
Right.
there's a post that is in there and there are other tags that suggest there should be a rape tag there, for example, and I don't see it, then that gets manually removed. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Gosh, that's a God, that's a truckload of work. And I think, the some louder members of the community don't realize that. And I also wonder if people do that in an effort to slow you down as well.
Oh,
Like
they
it just
do. They do.
really?
There was a
Really?
flag,
Oh,
and I
God.
thought that this was not true, even after I had been moderating for months and months,
Yeah.
until I saw a flag, like someone reported it, and there's an other, and you can type in whatever you want to type in when
Okay.
you flag something. And someone says, I was just hoping this got taken down by mistake. No lie.
Oh,
And I
okay.
was like,
That's disappointing.
wow. This is people really do this
Yeah,
because I'd heard people
okay.
say that and I was like, oh, okay, but no, yeah, people really do that and it
Wow.
makes it harder for us. And
Yeah.
I hope that we can keep going at the pace we're going and it doesn't get to a point where there's just like, okay, well, we're going to take it down or everything has to be manually approved before it goes up.
Yeah.
Hopefully we don't get there because there are too many posts that go up every day. So
Well,
calm
this is
down on the
it.
fake
Yeah.
flags, you're driving
Yeah.
me nuts.
Yeah. Stop it. If you're listening, just stop it. Enough now. We're not here for it. Because and this is the thing. If you well, first of all moderators are volunteered. No one's getting paid for this, right?
No, not
See?
at all.
You and you
Not
can't
one red
say
cent.
yeah. You can't say no to volunteers as a manager of volunteers for a number of years. I just thought, they're doing their best. They're doing what they can. But the thing is, if you make it difficult, unnecessarily difficult, if you do it out of malice or spite or, just disingenuous reasons, then there will be no moderators, which means there will be no GWA, or it will be reduced to you get one post a week, or because that's all the moderators can handle if it has to go to that sort of manual setting. So I think that everybody just needs to calm the fuck down.
Just relax. Just
Just
relax.
take
For
a
the most
breath.
part,
Yeah.
it's not the people who respect the space,
No,
obviously.
sure.
It's people who have problems with the type of content that's posted there.
Yeah.
And that's gonna just be what it
That's always
is.
going to be, right?
But yeah,
Yeah.
that's just
Yeah.
gonna be what it is. There are people who hate sex. I'm so sorry for you.
Yeah. Sucks for you. Yeah. Or not at all, actually. Sucks. It's
Like,
still, yeah.
if you want to be upset, people want to yuck people's yum. Like, oh, that's a
Yeah.
hard life.
Whatever. Just scroll on. Scroll on, people. Scroll on.
Just keep scrolling. Don't
Yeah.
downvote. Just keep scrolling. It's
Yeah.
fine.
Yeah.
Let
That's
it
the
live.
thing.
Just go. Just mind your business.
Yeah. Actually, one question I had as a very early on in my sort of re recording experience journey. I'm not going to say career. That just sounds too wanky. But when I first started posting, I never understood the whole hot post and the whole algorithm. I was like, how the hell does this work? Do
I
you
don't
understand?
understand it either. No, I don't.
Okay.
I tell you, like, I'm a social media person. I'm into it.
Yeah, I was
And
wondering
I
that.
understand how Facebook, how they do theirs. I
Yeah.
understand, like, no one really gets it unless you work there. But
Yeah.
you have an understanding of how Instagram does it or how YouTube
Yes.
does it, and you can sort of figure out what their algorithm likes. Reddit is a dumpster fire. I have no idea what she's doing. No clue.
Just like, Reddit, come on, please, man.
None at all. I
Just,
think
yeah.
because it started off and is still largely like a news platform, something like original content creation and how people are interacting with that content is just not something that their algorithm is into like at all.
Yeah.
And people think that it works like an Instagram algorithm where if you downvote it, it won't show up on your feed. But it's like, no, if you downvote it, it downvotes it for everyone,
Right.
and this post just disappears, or it won't show up on that hot or
Yeah.
trending or whatever. I don't even understand how they categorize things. Like, what's the
Yeah.
difference between hot and on the rise and trend? Like, what
I
isn't
don't
it all the
know.
same?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm clueless when it comes to that, because there was a moment when I thought, hang on, do the moderators determine this? And I thought, surely not,
Oh
because then that's
no.
subjective. And but I guess as a new person coming into this space and actually not being very aware or au fait with Reddit as a platform itself, I just thought, hang on, how I don't understand how this can happen this way. One feature that was disabled recently was the upvotes. Am I right? On, is it on mobile or desktop on one
I
version?
think
Or has that been re-enabled?
on mobile, it's always there. I think
Okay.
once upon a time you could disable downvotes on old Reddit.
Oh, okay.
From what I gather, I came to Reddit for GWA, so
Yeah. Yeah.
that's about like as far as my knowledge goes.
Yeah.
So it's definitely still there. The up and
Yeah.
down votes are there on mobile, which is what I would assume most people
Primarily, yeah.
use. There are certain types of posts. Like now they have like a contest post that you can
Oh, yeah.
do, and that won't have up or down votes on it.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So specifically organized contests or activities or monthly
It doesn't necessarily have to
events.
be an actual contest. It's just the
Sure.
type of post you can do. Just like you can do a link post or a text post, you can do a
Okay.
contest post, and it
Right.
disables that if you don't
Oh, is
want
that
people to
right?
be
Oh,
able
I
to
didn't
use
know
that
that.
feature.
Okay. Okay, cool. Cool. I didn't realize that. Something that I did read about a couple of months ago, and I think it might have been regarding the shitpost discussion, was that things were these were before decisions were made by the moderation team regarding that. It was put out to the community, and I remember reading on there a couple of comments saying just like, "Well, thanks for asking us." And I just thought, "Hang on."
Yes.
Is this new? Is that a new approach on behalf of the team to discuss, to put things out open for community discussion? Because in doing that, you potentially open up a shitstorm.
Yes.
That again, you have to moderate. So.
Well, with that, when we talked about opening it up to community discussion, there was, and their username is escaping me, but the way they laid it out, I thought was perfect. We're opening it up for discussion. There's not going to be a vote.
Yeah.
None of
Yeah.
that, because you never know how those things are going to go. But it's basically to give us an idea of what the community is actually saying and allowing them to feel heard.
Oh, gosh,
Just
yes.
giving them the opportunity. So maybe you're someone who you don't necessarily comment or post, but then you see that this particular type of content that you enjoy is going away. Now you can say, hey, nope, I want to keep this, and have the mods know that it's something that you actually want.
Yeah.
So that sort of open forum, let's sort of gauge and see where the community is on this, I
Yeah.
thought was a spectacular idea by that user. And I just, whatever I could, circle back to it. Like, hey, this person said this really cool thing and I think we should do it.
Yeah. And
Hey,
why was that
I think we should
new?
do this.
Why was that?
Why was that new?
Yeah.
I'm not
A
sure,
format.
honestly, because I'm
Yeah.
not familiar with the previous. Well, some of the
Sure.
old mods have stayed on.
Yeah.
Two of them have stayed on. And I don't know why I think they just sort of, we're just used to making rules. or changes. I think now, though, because we this new mod team has sort of done like an overhaul, not completely, but a lot. Like we went through the wiki and cleared up a lot of things. And I remember when I was looking at the call for mods, one of the things that I kept seeing members saying was there's inconsistency with the mod team. There's like someone else will say this and I'll get a different answer from another mod. And so us all going through and saying, these are the rules. How do you see them? What do you think about them? How are we going to moderate this? I think that helped get some continuity between the mod team. But before then, I think it was just sort of like, you know, these are the rules, make sure people are doing them, and then just sort of have at
And that in
it.
itself, I would imagine, is difficult to like to have. I moderate a very small space with two other mods, and even just getting the three of us together is like, okay. We'll do we sit down and we have an actual meeting? Do we do
Yes.
a live voice chat or something? But then trying to wrangle that across, like you said, global community, we're all over the
Time
world.
zones, yes.
How do we manage that? But yeah, you're right, we need to be on the same page. I was moderated and rightly so, a couple of months ago, maybe 3 months ago, and I unfortunately for that particular moderation team, I had three different responses when I requested, just like, why? I don't quite understand. Can you explain to me why this has been moderated so I don't do it again? Sorry.
Yes.
Just so I know. And but I had three different responses from three different
Oof.
mods, and it's like, oh, okay,
Hate
there's a
that.
bit
That
of
drives me nuts.
miscommunication going on here. And some came from Mod Mail. Two of them came from Mod Mail, but were clearly two different mods, and one was from a from their own personal another mod from their own personal account. I was like, okay, I don't understand. I'm trying to understand. But I get it. You're volunteers. You're trying to do all the stuff in, at, and this is the other thing, the immediacy of it. Just like, I want to know because I want my post to be there and to be at this time, but that it doesn't
Yes.
happen immediately. Like, I actually send a question through to the GWO mods, a couple of days ago,
Yes, I saw that.
and it took a couple
I
of
saw
days. I was
that and
like,
I'm
you know
like
what?
waiting because I'm like how do because they're so even still even though we've gone through and talked about everything there's still you know instances where you'll be having like a discussion and someone will say something that you're like wait a minute is that right? So we still like to check in with each other like hey is
And
this
that is something
still what's
I'm,
going on?
is that is, and do I wonder if, things like questions like that I raised, because it's like, oh, am I just not read, am I not, have I missed something somewhere? And I just want to know for future. And it was great. It was eventually answered, which was brilliant. It wasn't time sensitive. But at the same time, for those I have read, people in the past saying, well, it's been removed and I've missed my window of posting time. And I just think, you know what? We're all over the world, people.
Repost it. Like, repost
Just
it. It's
exactly.
fine.
It's
Like,
not
if
an,
there's a reason, like, your post get taken down, people take it so personally,
They do.
and their post
They
gets
do.
taken down, they're like, I'm never posting again. It's like, why don't you just fix the problem and repost it?
It's,
Repost at
and
the same time next
remember,
week. If you want to post on Thursday, repost it next
If that's
Thursday.
your
You'll be
time slot.
fine.
But let's remember, free audio porn, people. It's free
It's
audio
totally
porn.
free.
And I get that some people use
And
this place to
utilize your
levy
profile.
into. Yes. Yeah,
Yes.
exactly.
People don't utilize their profiles enough. Like just because things are not allowed on GWA doesn't mean your audience can't see it. It doesn't mean you have to run your own subreddit either, because moderating a community is not something that everyone wants to do. But you do have your own profile that you can post your audios to. And that's a way to get people to follow you too, if you post exclusive things to your profile. Absolutely. I would 100% levy that if I was a performer. But that's just my strategic brain.
Well, I love that. And I think that's really good advice for, creators who might be listening to know, just like, utilize what you've already got, if,
Yes.
and if
Be
you're,
resourceful.
there's a, some, I had a chat with Frosty, Defrosted. Hey, how you going? Not long ago, and was amazed that, I very rarely see them post on any of the subreddits. Yet they have 17,000 followers on their own subreddit. Actually, like the end in my chat, in my gimme, getting my ears with them, said that, you know, well, this is, and obviously long-term contributor, long-term VA. But people know, his followers know, sorry, their followers know to go there. To the
Yes.
subreddit to find their content. So, you know, it works. It does work. It's not all about, you know, one specific or a handful of subreddits. Utilize what you've got, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. And always, if you can, like there is very limited advertising that's allowed on GWA, but
Yeah.
you can always link your own profile.
Yeah.
Like always, like
Yeah.
if you want to see me, go here. And some people are like, oh, we know they can click my name and go there. Girl, let me tell you, nobody's going to
Yeah,
do it.
tell me about
They're
that.
not going to do it. There's
Oh,
this
you need
percentage
to
of people
actively
that are going to
say.
do it, or no, you have to say it. That's the only way they're going to do it because people don't pay attention. They're just there. They're just like, oh, but they'll do it if you say, hey, go right here. This is where the
Here's my
stuff
sub.
is.
Yeah. And maybe
Absolutely.
not even necessarily their own subreddit if they don't have one, but their own profile. So we can put our
Yes.
subreddit link in, can't we?
I believe so. Yes, as
Yeah, I
long
believe
as
so too.
it's within like the little Reddit ecosystem, you can definitely do it.
All right, you heard it. For those of you who are creators and posters, get amongst it. You
Yes.
know, there's
Do it.
options. There's options. You use them if that's your motivation for posting in this space.
Yes, the GWA mod team wants you, if you as a creator, as a writer or a performer, want people to, you know, find and consume your content, and it could be away from GWA, that's fine. We want you to have all the success that you want for yourself. We're not here to hold anybody
Not
back in
about
any
limiting
way,
or
shape, form, or
controlling or
fashion. No,
restricting. You know.
do it all. I love it. I love seeing people thrive. I love seeing them show up. You know, they do their little verification post. They're like, this is my first time. I'm a long time listener. And then
Ah, how
before
cool
you
is
know it,
that?
they have all these followers. It's
I
amazing.
love
I
watching those
love it.
journeys. Yeah, that's sort of
Me
ex
too.
almost kind of an explosion to a point where I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Just so you know, that I have done this, and I've talked with a couple of, well, a handful of other people about the whole seeing these people who do, these creators who do sort of blow up overnight.
Oh yeah.
And it's like,
I'm
okay,
like, oh
all
no.
right,
I hope they're safe.
Exactly. That's
They
my
can be
primary,
crazy.
and I think that might just be, you know, my mature age brain and maternal instinct just to
Yes.
say, okay, now
Yes.
be safe, darling. Just keep it nice, keep it
Okay.
classy, set your boundaries, set your
Exactly.
limits, you know,
Be
back
clear.
everything
I
up.
put when I redid the new user guide, I did a creator section and a listener section. And in the
Fantastic.
creator section, I said, be clear with what kind of communication you are willing to accept.
Best
If
advice.
comments are okay, do that. If DMs are okay, do that. If you want people to be respectful, tell them. If you're open to RP, sure. I mean, probably don't put that in your post, but be clear with what you, if you want people to give you feedback, because that's something that I've been noticing too. People sort of, you know, come into the subreddit. Maybe they've always been there, but they, hello, sir, vacuuming. They want to put these detailed reviews of the audio content that they just consumed in the comments, which I'm here for a really good review, honestly. But one, you're probably spoiling it for other people. And two, did they ask you for that? Like maybe they didn't want you to do that. So I say to the performers, like, if those types of comments are, or if feedback is welcome, say that. And if it's not, say that too. That's totally fine.
That's really interesting that you bring that up because I am seeing that, and I've had that a couple of times, very long, very detailed. And actually, there have been some comments over the last couple of months of followers of creators that I follow, wherein the comment is longer than the script, and I'm talking about script fills,
I know
and.
exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm
And
like,
as I love
what
the
is
enthusiasm,
this?
I love all of it, but at the end of it, and I haven't had, I've had a couple like that, and I'm almost exhausted reading it. And I just think they've put so much effort. I'm so grateful for anybody that comment takes the time to comment. But if you're going to write a 3,000 word comment, and they exist, they do exist. I've done a word count.
I know.
But if you're going to do that, how on earth I feel myself, my opinion again, my personal opinion is I don't know how to respond to that adequately. And part of
the, like, what do you just say? Like, thank you.
Well, the little so shit much. In me, the little brat in me just wants to go, okay, you know,
right?
And that's it.
With a period at the end, too. Okay,
yeah, just like,
period.
Yeah,
that's it.
That's all I got for you.
Like I said, I'm the person who does the survey, and I love to comment and things like that. But when they get that detailed, it's for me, and it's probably not fair, and I acknowledge this, but for me, it's, are you here to tell this creator what you thought of them, or are you here so you can get your own upvotes?
So you can just sort of do question be like, oh, the hey, motivation. I do.
Hey, hey. Yeah. It bothers me, especially if they haven't asked the creator for permission to do so.
Yeah.
You don't know if this is okay. And while your opinion is absolutely valued and valid, and the listeners and people who comment are very, very near and dear in my heart because I sort of ally with them. But still, like there's a line, and we have to be respectful of it. And if you don't know where it is, then you need to ask.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I agree. For me, I 1,000% agree. I do question when I see those. I do question the motivation behind that. What is, because you really, first of all, you're pulling focus from everybody else who's commented on there, and in a way, you're almost pulling focus from the goddamn post itself. You know, so maybe just temper that a little bit. And if you want to do it privately, if you want to, then so be it. But I do find those quite sort of overwhelming. But they seem to be coming to the fore, that sort of format or that. You know, way of responding, that, you know, that kind of feedback and response to a post, you know, so just like, okay, period.
I would love to know if the performers want, because you can't see if someone flags a comment, you can't see if it's the person who, if it's the OP's flag. I wish Reddit would enable that. Because if the person who posts it thinks that it's rude, then absolutely it's coming down. But we can't see that. Flags like are completely anonymous.
They are.
They're 100% anonymous. Even though like Reddit has an abuse of the report button, like report, you don't know who to report. Like it's so weird. That's why I said she's a dumpster fire. Reddit needs to get it together. But if performers could say, like, you know, reviews are fine or not fine, it would help the mod team so much. Because if you don't want those posts there, we can take them down, and then you don't have to be the bad guy. We'll do that on your behalf. It's fine.
That's really interesting to me. I didn't realize that. I have reported only a handful of like comments on my own audios that I've felt quite uncomfortable about, and but at the same time, I was like, oh, am I now? I feel bad that I've told on someone, you know. But then,
no,
like,
we don't know.
Me uncomfortable. Well, that makes
we don't
me
know
uncomfortable.
What's you at all. Yeah. But if you want, if you're like, hey, I would really like to have this removed, and if you feel like it was, I mean, for me, because I do take. I know how hard it is to report someone who enjoys your content. And so if you're like, you know, this person really made me uncomfortable, they're going to get it removed and they're going to get warned. But if you want to send the mod team like a message, you absolutely can, or you can DM me and we'll go from there. If you don't want it to be like if anybody doesn't want it to be like a whole thing, we can just, we can privately do things, and it doesn't have to be a spectacle, but we want people to have their boundaries respected, because if that comment does stay up, people are going to think that that's okay.
It's acceptable.
That comment was there.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, they obviously don't have a problem with, you know, me telling them exactly how hard I hit. Like, no, they might have a problem with that.
Yeah. I think I'm of a certain age now. Ben says it's not age. It's social maturity. But I just, I'm happy
I love
enough
that
to,
social maturity.
right, social
I love
maturity,
it.
not
That makes me
age.
feel so good.
I don't feel as old as I am. But that whole approach, I am comfortable enough to, reach out to, I call them overzealous comments,
Yes.
from folks. It's like, I'm so happy for you. I'm just so happy that this content works for you. But just like, you can kind of keep that to yourself.
Yes.
That's good. But I also think
Yes.
what other people reading that may feel uncomfortable too. Just like, again,
Yes,
clean up in aisle
100%.
five. I don't need to know you're on Night Fill at Walmart and you need to clean up in aisle five. I don't need to know
Yes.
that. But that it's about me maintaining my space to be safe for my other listeners or followers or those who, enjoy what I'm sharing. So, moving
Oh, I love
away
that.
from Reddit, you also have a Discord server that I joined last year, and I know I'm not very
I
active on
do.
it. I'm a little lurker.
That's okay.
On and I love the name of it. Oh God, I love wordplay. It and so it's for listeners. It's called Auditorium. Oh, so good, so clever. But spelt. Let me actually. Can you spell it? Because I need to bring it up on my Discord. Can you spell it for me?
It's spelled AUDITORYUM, like yum
Love it.
at the end,
Love
because I'm
it.
ridiculous.
No, I love it. I think it's fantastic. Can you
You
explain
know
to
what? I
me?
think
Yeah,
about
go ahead.
changing that every day.
Do you?
Every day.
No.
I'm like, oh, I hate it. I'm gonna change it. Everybody's like,
No
no,
way. No way. I think it's
we're
great.
attached.
Yeah. No. It wouldn't be the same if you changed it. So, can you explain to me what was the premise and what prompted setting up that space?
The premise, well, I sort of started off in a Discord server for a specific performer. That was what brought me to Discord. The same person who brought me to GWA brought me to Discord. And that was great. But when I find something, I maybe hyperfocus a little bit. Thank you, ADHD. And I was consuming a ton of content. And I didn't feel like I could talk about all of the things that I was enjoying and exploring and getting to listen to in a dedicated performer's server. Because, especially when it becomes a mode of income, it just becomes sort of awkward. And a few friends that I had met in that server had our own little like private friend server that we would sort of talk about. And the person who created that server ended up leaving Discord for their own personal reasons. And so I was like, okay, well, I'll just make another one so we can all hang out over there. And as I was making it, I was like, you know what? There isn't a space for people who just love this medium to gush over it and just talk about it and just, sort of be consumed with it in the hyper focus like I wanted to. And so when I built the server, I obviously invited my friends, but then I was like, you know what? We're gonna open it up and make it public for anyone who loves any sort of audio, podcast, audiobooks, audio dramas,
Love it.
graphic audio, anything that is an audio sort of like medium. We're gonna all come here and we're all going to talk about it. And that was how the server came about.
And how old is the server now? Just I'm having a look at it now. I never know how to sort of navigate around these, even though I have one. Oh, how?
I love Discord. It's about 2 years. We
Fantastic.
turned two this past January.
Oh, fantastic. And how many members
Yes.
are there on that? I don't
Oof.
know, auditorium just
Just
staff. I mean,
over 500, I believe.
what?
Yes, I
Fantastic.
have enough for the stats because I love numbers. I'm a numbers person through and
Oh
through.
my
So,
God, are you a spreadsheet queen? Please tell me you are.
yes. Oh my
Yes.
God, it's like a joke in the
Is
server. Like if you
it?
just go in and you search
Yeah.
spreadsheets, they're gonna be like, oh no,
Oh.
Peach is gonna come here talking about spreadsheets.
Oh, I love a spreadsheet. I
I
don't
missed
think
it.
we're
It's like one of
alone,
my kinks.
though.
I love
Oh,
it.
do
Yes, girl, spreadsheets. Spreadsheets and beautifully formed graphs. Yes.
Oh,
Let me see your pivot table, BB. Love it. I love it so much.
someone needs to write a shit post, please. Oh, please. Oh, I need to put that as a prompt out there
Yes,
into the world.
100%.
Spreadsheets for your spreading of sheets. Just
Yes.
I love the whole concept of it. So is that a public Discord server?
It is. It's a public
Right.
Discord server, but we do check to make sure everybody is over 18. And I know that's like a point for a lot of people. They're like, oh no. And I
Yeah.
understand that. I
Sure.
totally do.
Yeah.
And I hope
But,
they find a space that works for them. But I don't like taking that risk.
No, not at all. I
Yeah.
agree with you. I agree with you. Well, that looks so where can people find that on your profile? I understand you've got a pinned, am I right? You've got a pinned post there
Yes,
with
on my
information.
it's on my what is this place? Reddit.
Yeah, that
It's on
one.
my Reddit profile. We do have a Twitter that I almost never use
Oh,
because
okay.
I just don't know. I just, Twitter has grown up since 2006 when I was using it,
Oh,
and
okay,
girl, I don't
gosh.
know how to use her. But
Yeah.
there's a Twitter on there somewhere, and there's a
Okay.
link in there too. But then
Okay.
we also have the URL that Discord lets you have when you have enough people, and that's
Oh.
just discord.gg/auditorium spelled out, and then
Yeah.
dash 18 18 plus PLUS, so people know they have to be of age to be there.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I can certainly link to this on the Get in My Ears subreddit.
Getting my
So if
I
people are
love the name of
interested.
that too. It's so good.
Oh, I
Getting
don't
my
think I've mentioned
ears.
good. Because I used to say it all the time. I was like, oh God, I've got to get it in my ears.
Yes.
But I'm for those I don't know if I've mentioned this publicly yet, but I have to a small group of people. I want to do a get in my pants and possibly a get in my bed.
Ooh,
where we discuss
intrigue.
all sorts of, but I'm here for the acronym of Get in My Pants. So,
Yes.
we're here for the GIMP.
The GIMP. Yes, open source software.
Oh my gosh. Wordplay, I love it. But yes, I can link to this on the Gimme subreddit
Awesome.
and we can go from there. I this has been so fascinating, and I've always wanted to talk to a mod, and I'm so glad that we had, sort of brief connection last year for me to, because, and I get that doing these chats is not for everybody to, get behind the mic. I think we may have had a conversation about that about a year ago. It's like, do you record? It's like, nah, not really. It's like,
I was like,
yeah, you
oh
should. It's like, you
no,
don't,
die.
no, hard no. So I'm
It's
really
so funny.
grateful,
People are like, you should read audiobooks. I'm like, do you realize I have a hard enough time speaking English? Like, read, girl. What are you asking? It's so funny.
Well, I'm really grateful that you've taken the time and stepped behind the mic
Of
and
course.
joined me today for a chat. I think there's a lot of really valuable information, and it's moving on from this sort of conversational style. I am looking at other, approaches to what I can do with this now, sort of in excess of 30 chats, thinking how can, perhaps I can have a couple of people on and do a little bit of a panel situation. And I
I
think,
love a panel. Oof, I
yeah.
love a good panel. Like, because then you get to, bounce ideas off each other, and
Yeah.
then I love seeing the learning that happens with people on
Yes.
the panel as well. I think that's
Yeah.
great.
Yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. And whether it's, well, part of it for me is sort of addressing some of these social issues that come up in this space, and but not from a qualified therapist standpoint, but from just a personal opinion, and getting the opinions of a variety of people, and knowing and having good, open, constructive discussion.
Yes.
I think there's a and isn't that pretty much what the basis of a podcast is. Not remember, people, this is a not podcast podcast, okay? So
It's a not podcast podcast.
don't get it twisted.
Shh.
It's, don't tell anybody.
Keep your hopes down. Hush,
It's just
hush. Keep
like,
your hopes
yeah, that standard, drop it.
down.
As long as we have fun and there's some laughing, I'm good. I'm here for it. So
Yes.
thank you so much, Peach. I'm again so incredibly grateful, because I understand also as a mod, you are exposed, you are vulnerable, you are held accountable to a standard that, the majority of the community isn't. So thank you for moderating, and thank you for your contribution to this space, and everybody else who is in who might be listening who is a moderator. I know you don't get paid for this gig, and I know there may be times when some of it's above your pay grade. Again, you don't get paid, but thank you for what you do, because you
Yes.
enable this space to exist. Because without
Absolutely.
it wouldn't. So yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people would join me in thanking you. I see it quite regularly, which I really heart I take to heart, and I'm just like, wow, that's good. Yes, acknowledge those mods. Acknowledge those
I
mods.
love that. People
Yeah.
sometimes send us messages in mod mail too, and it's
Yeah.
really lovely to get
Good.
those.
I'm glad. And so
Yeah.
they should. I always try and make a point of, just thanks for what you're doing, because I wouldn't. I don't have the bandwidth or the, I
Dang.
don't have, well, I don't have the, even in my own little, a couple of servers that I'm in that I have a bit of a moderating role in, I have to handball that sort of, those, some of those decisions, or not decisions, but, updates off to other mods, because I was like, I don't know how to say the words without feeling like I'm going to upset or offend, or so I really, hats off to for those who take on that role and provide us with a safe place to post the naughty stuff, and the not naughty stuff, but just the stuff. So
Just the good stuff.
the good
Just all of it.
stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, Peach, for joining me. I will link to your to the Discord server, and yeah, I'm just so grateful for you joining me today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you so
Lovely.
much.
I look forward to seeing you in the wild.